In 1784, Old Moore's Almanac began publishing predictions for what was going to happen in the coming year. That's about 250 years of predictions. And the publication is available to purchase in Ireland and the UK. And undoubtedly, you can probably find it on Amazon. The magazine produces predictions of what's going to happen in the world and what's going to happen in Ireland. There's an editor for the magazine, but there's also a prophet. And Old Moore's Almanac for 2026 is available. And indeed, it was thinking about this publication, which I think costs about £6 or €7 or maybe even less than that. But it was thinking about this publication that led me to make a podcast episode about my predictions for 2026 on the Irish Talkers podcast. That's a podcast which is aimed specifically at Toastmasters, members of Toastmasters, and friends of members of Toastmasters. So I just thought I would share with you my predictions for the coming year. So my first prediction for the coming year is that the debate, which has been raging for many years, about the correct way to pronounce 2026 or 2026, that debate, and you can imagine there are protagonists on both sides who are powerfully persuaded that their pronunciation of 2026 is correct. I am predicting that that debate will be resolved this year, this coming year. And by the time we get to 2027, there'll be no continuing animosity between both sides of that debate. Now, my remaining ones have a lot to do with Toastmasters. So here goes. Toastmasters International holds speech contests and has done so since 1939. And there is such a thing as the International Speech Contest. But by now, there's one speech contest that goes globally, all over the world. Members of Toastmasters in 140 countries are entitled to enter that speech contest if they've done a certain number of things in the education program of Toastmasters. But basically, you have to have been in Toastmasters for a while, and you have to have achieved some level of education within the Toastmasters education system. But there's a contest rule book which is updated every single year. I think it's about 25 pages long, but there are appendices, and it covers the international speech contest, the impromptu speech contest, otherwise known as table topics, evaluation speech contest, humorous speech contest, tall tale speech contest. But above all, there is, out of every year, a new world champion. So my prediction is that there'll be no changes to the rule book this year. Toastmasters rule book gets changed almost every year. But I'm predicting no change to it this year. There's going to be a quiet year for rule changes. Now, third prediction is that the reorganisation of Toastmasters International, what's actually called district realignment, this is where districts are amalgamated so that small districts join with other small districts and they have one leadership team for
a bigger area.
Which means, of course, bigger number of clubs or a greater number of clubs, greater number of members. And there's undoubtedly some form of efficiency involved in amalgamating small districts. So I think that this amalgamation of districts, redrawing boundaries, reducing the total number of district leadership team members is going to leave quite a few people disgruntled. Because some people, not everybody by any means, but some people have an ambition to rise within the organization to a high-ish position in the hierarchy. So I think my prediction definitely is that realignment will not be a happy affair for everybody. Now, number four, my fourth one, is probably best understood by somebody who's already listened to a number of World Championship of Public Speaking events, in particular, who has won them. But it's several years now since I have been able to remember a kind of phrase from a winning speech. I go right back to 2014 when a speaker from Sri Lanka won the World Championship, and he came up with what I'll call a foundational phrase: I see something in you, but I don't yet know what it is, or something like that. I see something in you. That is maybe the best known phrase in World Championship winning speeches. Although I suspect not that many Toastmasters could actually quote you the beginning of a winning speech. So I think there's going to be a return to this feature of winning speeches at world level, that there will be a winner this coming year who will use a phrase which will enter into the folk memory of Toastmasters. And finally, my fifth one, because I ran out of steam thinking about more than five. So this is the fifth one, and it's all about a system that Toastmasters has in which it awards a certain status to a club if it achieves something, another status if it achieves even more, another status if it achieves even more, and finally a fourth high level, which is the highest of all, which is most recently introduced. But essentially, what I'm predicting is that there will be a significant reduction in the number of clubs that achieve distinguished status. Let me not distract you by explaining what you have to do in order to achieve distinguished status, but here's my prediction. There'll be a significant drop in the numbers, and there will also be a significant drop in the number of districts which achieve the status of distinguished districts. There we are. That's my five predictions for the year 2026. And I look forward to gradually picking up on what other people are predicting. Well, thank you very much for listening this far. Back to the studio. And don't forget Old Moore's Almanac. Back to the studio.